Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and tuning up. This is Scott Jensen with my Ancient Wisdom Modern Health Podcast. Here, I share and explain how to get and stay healthy with Tai Chi, Qigong, and Kung Fu, mixing interviews with incredible people and my own insights and experiences. We look for timeless wisdom and proven practices to be healthy and happy today. Apparently, Sylvester Stallone hated working out. Didn't enjoy it. Didn't like going to gyms. Didn't like the smell in the gyms, the environment in the gyms, the workout, the soreness. Didn't like any of it. Would rather have been doing lots of other things than going to the gym. Always amazed me when I found this out. For years, I had no idea. His biggest movie, Rocky, is basically a movie about training for a fight. It's about training and working out and becoming great. But the man himself, Sylvester, didn't like working out. He had a goal to star in movies, so he did. But when he woke up in the morning, he wasn't thinking, oh, great, I'm excited to go work out. When he woke up in the morning, he was thinking, I'm going to be a movie star, so I better get myself to the gym and get in shape, the kind of shape that I need to be in to be a movie star. So he got to the gym and he did his workout. He had great motivation for his goal, and that gave him the discipline to work out on all of those days that he didn't want to. So what are discipline, motivation, and inspiration? I'm very excited about our new Kung Fu Animal Power program that we're working on. This will be a series of online programs featuring a combination of pre-recorded lessons by me and by Rachel, and some Zoom calls and some support. So we're putting together a wonderful program for all the kids that are stuck at home right now, where you'll be able to get a workout, keep your Kung Fu training going, and then also study all the lessons that go along with our workouts in the Animal Power program, including the virtues, our fables, the cultural lessons, including idioms and Chinese language, and all of that content we're going to present online in a series of weekly classes. To find out more, be sure you subscribe to our newsletter at 10,000victories.com/newsletter. Tell anyone you know who has kids who are stuck at home, probably all of them, about this class so they can get some workout at home and have a great time. Self-discipline is the only real discipline, and self-motivation is the only real motivation. In the end, you can't rely on your teacher, you can't rely on me for your motivation, for your discipline. You need to rely on yourself. Now, motivation and inspiration are much better than discipline, but discipline is very important as well. Discipline is for those days when motivation is hard to find. Discipline is when you do it anyway, but motivation is wanting to do it. Inspiration is being driven to do it, being pulled to do it, being determined to do it, and nobody better get in your way because you're unstoppable and you're going to do it no matter what. When you're inspired, you have an energy that surpasses the motivation and the discipline. So let's talk about finding our motivation and how do we find it? Where is it? Is it something that we can look around for and find it in some part of our room? Is it laying around on the ground or out on a tree? I think that actually we're going to have to look within to find our motivation, and we're going to have to build our motivation. Now, as we talk about motivation, I think of discipline and motivation and inspiration being on a bit of a continuum and that they're connected. You may have to start with discipline, but really you want to move beyond the discipline to the motivation and then only be relying on your discipline to go when the motivation isn't already there, isn't pulling you forward. But how do we get to inspiration? To me, inspiration is at the end, and inspiration is really when you're on fire for the goal, and it's a much higher level of passion and energy than being motivated. I think the way that we get to inspiration is by building and creating and nurturing and fostering our motivation until we get enough motivation piled up, and all of a sudden, somehow, it ignites like a flame, like a fire. Then it turns into inspiration. And this is when you almost feel like you're possessed. It's bigger than you. You don't have to think about it anymore. It's just there pushing you forward. But how do we get to that inspired point? The first step in getting motivated is to set a goal for yourself. If you don't have a goal, well, there's nothing to get motivated about. You don't really have a direction. You're just sort of sitting there. You could be spinning around like a top, and there's no real motivation to go anywhere because there's no goal. So the first thing you want to do is set a goal for yourself. If you're not used to setting goals for yourself, you want to make the goal achievable, something that's not too big. And if you've already set goals for yourself quite a few times, then you can be a little bit more challenging and a little bit more difficult in the goals that you set for yourself. But we need to set a goal. And once you've set a goal, then you can have a reason. You want to find a reason to go for it. Why did you pick that goal? A goal needs to be something that you actually want to do for some reason. You have a reason for doing it. If there's no reason for you to do it, if there's no drive or inner interest in the goal, it's going to be a little bit harder to find your motivation and your inspiration. Honestly, one of the most difficult times to figure out what you want to do is when you have a lot of choices. When you don't have that many choices, and you only got a few choices, well, it's relatively easy to pick then because your choices are limited, and it's going to be pretty obvious at the beginning that there's a few you don't want to do and a few you might like to do, hopefully. You can narrow it down. But if you're a relatively lucky person, and many of us in the modern world are, where we have many choices, and the biggest limiting factor in our ability to choose is our imagination and our ability to focus rather than what's available to us. For many of us, the world is actually quite abundant and you can choose many different things. So what do you choose? What do you choose to do? Well, this is the first step. And obviously, I'm a martial arts teacher and I teach classical martial arts. So my goals are all around teaching martial arts and my students in my school, and they have been for a long time. And so this is the direction that I'm going to talk about. Over the years, my goals and motivations have changed quite a bit. In the beginning, when I was just starting to learn martial arts, my goals were around learning martial arts. They were about finding teachers and about learning styles and exploring and training. And over the years, those goals changed as I progressed and I learned more and my experiences changed. So later, my goals changed and my motivations changed. So now let's talk about some of the things that have helped me to find my motivation and my goals over the years. Learning new things, always very motivating, gives you something to practice, to be excited about. In martial arts, there's a bit of a journey that you're on. Especially at the beginning, martial arts can be a real mystery. You're entering a new world. You don't know much about it. You might think you do, but as a real beginner or as an intermediate student, the world of martial arts is actually quite big. There's a whole culture, a language that's involved in martial arts as well as the techniques. So you're beginning to explore this. If you have the attitude of being an explorer, putting on your hat, I'm exploring the world of martial arts and I'm looking for the truth of martial arts and what works and what doesn't work and which arts are really good and which aren't and all of these kind of things. You want to be sort of an explorer. How do the techniques really work? If you can find the fascination, that can be an incredible motivation. That can help you to lead to the inspiration. So you want to have the attitude of you're in charge. You're the one leading the expedition. Your teacher may be telling you, oh, I want you to go to that mountain over there. But you're the one that's walking through the forest and over the hills and crossing the streams and climbing the cliffs to get to the top of the mountain there. It's a real an illusion to think that your teacher is teaching you martial arts, that your teacher is somehow going to make you get there, that it's your teacher's responsibility. And truly it isn't. It seems like if you come to class and your teacher tells you things and then you have to do them, but really the beginning of your journey is you deciding and you showing up to the class and then deciding to really put your own heart and energy and commitment into doing your best during the class. You want to come up with your own training plan, your own program, your own motivation about how you're going to progress, how you're going to follow your teacher's instructions. When do you train? Where do you train? You know, you want to try and figure these things out in advance. If you can come up with a location, which is your training spot. Now, this could be your gym, your school, your martial arts school that you go to. Now, at the moment, many of us are locked out of all of our regular training facilities. We're practicing the social distancing and quarantining that's required at the moment. So you might not be able to access all those places, and you're not going to be able to access your teacher, and your teacher isn't going to be standing around. I'm not going to be standing over your shoulder yelling at you to do your push-ups better or your kick higher or to train harder in any way. So now's a moment where we really need to find that self-motivation, that self-discipline. With the world a little bit topsy-turvy, it can be hard to orient ourselves right now. So I think this is a good time for you to pause for a moment and say, wait a minute, you know, my goals to martial arts, there's no reason they really need to change. Where you're training might be changing, and some of the things about how you're training for the moment might be changing. But in the long run, you want to stick to your goals in martial arts. You might need to modify them for right now. But we don't want to stop training right now. We want to use our martial arts and use this as an opportunity to actually train more. For many of you, you're not going to work right now and you're confined to home. This can be a great opportunity. You've either got, well, all day more time to train, or at least you don't have to commute and spend a couple of hours in transit each day. So use this opportunity. Get fired up about the opportunity that you have to practice more. Even though you can't come to class, this is a great time to double down on all the exercises that you can do in the locations that you have available. And if all that you have is your living room or your dining room and you need to maybe move the furniture a little bit, that's still okay. Don't get discouraged. Move things if you need to. Figure out how you're going to train. And maybe you need to focus on single techniques and doing lots and lots of conditioning and building up your strength and your flexibility and your balance and working on your breathing method and your concentration, and then training individual techniques until they're each really, really, really good. I'll tell you a little bit of a story right now about training in Beijing in 1995 and 1996 with Zhang Wasen. Zhang Wasen was a pretty famous martial arts practitioner in the Beijing area. He was one of the top Beijing opera stars in the country and had toured the world representing China as a leader of the Beijing opera troupe, as the star, the Monkey King, in the Journey to the West opera. So he was a very incredible martial artist, and he was also an instructor at the officers' division of the police academy in Beijing. And he was very paranoid about having contact with foreigners and being seen to teach us Americans in the 90s. So when we trained, the first year I went to train with him with a group, and then the second year I went back with a very small group, just a couple of my students, to study with him. We moved our training location every single day, so that if somebody noticed he was teaching in one location and they came back to watch us the second day, they wouldn't find us there. We'd always be a different day. It was a little bit of a paranoid kind of situation. I completely understand it. It was communist China. The next time that we went back in 1996, we made things a lot easier on ourselves, and we pulled our money to get one extra big hotel room. And then what we did was we moved all the furniture in the hotel room into a pile in one corner, the beds, the tables, everything. We left one chair out that John could sit on, and the rest of everything was piled up all in a big corner. So we had enough room to practice Bhagavad Song in this hotel room. This was just super relaxing for him. He just loved it. He didn't have to worry about anybody seeing us, and we could just train in the room and he could watch us from his chair. So, you know, it's a way to work with whatever situation you have, and don't be discouraged about being stuck inside right now. Don't use that as an excuse not to train. Just fire up your creativity and figure out how to practice your arts anyway. Now, the hardest part about working out is always the first step. And by that, I mean really the first step, that step getting up out of your chair, getting off your sofa, getting out of bed, taking that step with a determination that that step is going to lead you to the location where you work out, even if that location happens to be your living room and it's only two or three steps away. Nonetheless, getting that decision that you are going to work out and then actually stepping forward to go to your spot, that's the hardest part. If you can do that, once you get there, then you can start working out. It's great to have a place that you know this is where I go to work out. And when I'm here, what I do is I work out here. And that's the only thing I do here. So every time I show up, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to work out. Then when you arrive, you stick to your plan. It's great to have a training plan. Now, don't expect your teacher to give you a training plan. They are giving you the instructions on what you need to learn. But it's a great idea for you to come up with your own training plan. When you're going to train, where you're going to train, how much you're going to train. I like to set a goal for myself in the future. Perhaps it's a performance or a tournament or a big event of some sort. Now, at the current time, all of our competitions for the entire year have been canceled. So we won't be able to use those for goals, and we won't be gathering for large events or promotions at the current time either. So this just brings us back to setting a personal goal for yourself, either to master a form, to level up in one area or another. And I'm happy to talk with any of you who are my students about finding some goals for you personally that will work for and that I can support you in achieving. The most important part about any of these goals is really pushing yourself. Some people will work hard if someone else pushes them. If I'm yelling at people, then often they'll kick harder and do more push-ups and that sort of thing. Really, we need to become self-starters. You need to become self-motivators. You're not going to be having me motivating you in class in person anymore, and we won't have the group effect of going to our classroom. So look within now. Figure out what your goals are going to be. What are you going to do in the next couple of months? It might be that you actually have more time available right now for training than you did in the past. So why not seize this opportunity and perfect some of the things that you haven't? Perhaps look at some of the areas that are most difficult for you, most challenging, and then make a determination to push forward in those. Perhaps to master your flexibility, to master your strength conditioning, and really take those to the next level, because those skills don't take any room at all. If you just take a couple of techniques and really decide to absolutely master them and push them to the maximum level that you can, that's a great way to progress. You can pick one form, you can pick one skill, but pick something and decide to make a focus on it. One of the great things that we've talked about in the past in martial arts is the concept of 100 days, doing something for 100 days, that if you do something for 100 days, you will build a new habit. And then on day 101, you won't even have to think about it or try to do it. It won't require discipline. It's just, boom, that's what you do. So this is a great time to think about building some new habits and doing something for 100 days straight. Practice your tantoi for 100 days straight. Practice your tai chi for 100 days straight. Do your qigong for 100 days straight. Think about taking care of yourself with your exercise method for the next 100 days and building your health and building your skills and staying happy. If you're one of my students and you haven't joined our forum yet, I encourage you to do so. This would be a great place to share your goals, to share your motivation, and to get a little motivation and inspiration from your fellow classmates. We're posting a lot of videos on there, and people are starting to chat and build their memberships and participate. We'd love to see you. Why don't you come join us today? We have promised a live webinar about strengthening your immune system. We're still working on it. There's been a couple of technical challenges and things that we are working our way through in terms of how to deliver a webinar because, well, we've never actually done one before. We've pre-recorded some pieces of really wonderful stuff that will go in and around it for you, and we expect to have it soon. So just keep tuning in. You can find more information on the blog. If you're one of our students, you can find more information on the forum. And if you're a member of the public, just subscribe to our newsletter where you'll get a bunch of cool, interesting, and hopefully helpful content delivered to you each week on Wednesday. Thank you for listening. Please be careful and take appropriate actions and plan what you need to do. And until our next podcast, keep moving, stay well, and be happy. Thank you for joining me and listening in. Please remember to subscribe and share. If you have questions, please send them to ask@ancientwisdommodernhealth.com.